child the salt to sugar cured meat that he might boil with greens?
That's pork meat, but it's, side meat, middling meat.
If you went in the store and bought it, or if you put it down on the grocery list, what would you tell somebody to get for you?
Well, usually I say, I'd like to have a good piece of streaked pork.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
That's the middling meat.
Come off the side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, what's that?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm. The outside bacon, sometimes the edge and sometimes you cut it off, what do you call that?
That's the skin.
There's another kind of breakfast meat that's made from pork. It's really spicy when you fix it up. What's that?
That's sausage.
Okay. If you kept meat for too long, say in the refrigerator and it's gone bad, what would you say that meat is?
Ruined.
Would you ever use another word?
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce meat.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I can't remember what that's called now. The ground up the liver and the heart and all that stuff together. Is it a hash? Liver hash?
It could be. I don't know myself.
I know what you're talking about. That all that's ground beef, I don't like it either. I don't like it. That's one reason I don't know too much about it, but I never did like it.
Do you like that other thing for the head?
The sauce meat or pressed meat. Some people would call it pressed meat, but it's sauce meat.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Oh, okay. Have you ever eaten anything that's made out of hog blood?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog
blood? Yeah, it's a pudding in it. I think it's some kind of a pudding.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of the head, cheese, or the liver, sausage, and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, cook it, then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it? That sounds terrible. What would you call that?
Now, what was this?
Okay, if you're taking the juice of the souse meat and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe put a little bit of hog meat in it and you cook it, and then when it gets cold, you slice it and you fry it.
That sounds kind of like the souse meat, the pressed meat.
Well, see, you're using the liquid off the souse meat.
Oh, I don't know.
To mix up cornmeal. You never had that dish before?
Uh-uh.
Doesn't sound like you missed very much, does it?
No. I never did use it that way, so I don't know what that would be.
Okay. If you kept butter for too long, or maybe ketchup for too long, and it had got bad, what would you say it was?
It would be spoiled.
Did you ever use another word for
it's ruined.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
Yeah. Buttermilk you can drink. Is there any kind of thick milk that you might, sour milk that you might have some reason to keep on hand but you wouldn't drink it?
Mm-mm.
You used to churn, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you churn?
Well, your milk clabbers and then you churn it and then you, it's buttermilk and you take the butter off the top so you have buttermilk.
Uh-huh. Do you have to let the milk just...
It's got to sit there and clabber. It goes through some kind of a stage to clabber.
Uh-huh.
And it's not ruined. If you go ahead and churn it as soon as it's clabbered and ready, you've got good buttermilk and you've got good butter.
Uh-huh. That always makes buttermilk?
Yeah, makes buttermilk.
Oh.